This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
What up, what up, what up, though? Ball Hawk Show.
What up, what up, what up, though? Ball Hawk Show. Yeah. If you know, you know. If you know, you know. Bricklayers in ball shorts, coaching from the side of the ball court. If you know, you know. One stop like a Walmart. We got the tennis balls for the wrong sport. If you know, you know. If you know about the carport, the trap door's supposed to be awkward. If you know, you know. That's the reason we ball for. Circle round twice for the encore. If you know, you know.
Yeah, 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 yeah. What up, 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 do? Welcome to the Ball Hawk Show podcast. I'm your host, Amon Hawkins. Appreciate you rocking with me. On this Tuesday, what's today, June 8th? We in summertime now. Today's episode, man, we will be recapping my thoughts on Floyd Mayweather versus Logan Paul that took place this past Sunday. Get two point of views, you know, from like a boxing purist and to somebody who's basically understanding what Floyd Mayweather is doing. I'll let you listen to a soundbite from Stephen A. Smith and then listen to a soundbite from Marcellus Wiley. And two differing opinions, and then you hear my opinion on the exhibition. You know, a real exhibition. Not the exhibition that you saw on Rocky IV that has everybody kind of confused on what an exhibition is and how everybody's overreacting. But before we get started, salute to the sponsors. Salute to Aber Insurance. Go to aberinsurance.net for all your insurance needs. That's home, business, auto, life insurance. The good people at Able, servants in the state of Virginia for over 20 years. Also, Johns & Company Apparel. Johns & Company Apparel and their flagship line, Healthy Marriage is Dope. Go to johnsandcompany.co. That's johnsandcompany.co. Use the promo code BALLHAWK, H-M-I-D. That's BALLHAWK, H-M-I-D, to get 10% off of your purchase items. Go get that Icy White Healthy Marriage is Dope shirt. They also have the option in black. They also have black hoodies. And when you receive the shirts from them, man, you also get goodies. You get a sticker, you get buttons. Definitely check out Healthy Marriage is Dope, courtesy of John's Apparel and Company. Also, for all my homies out there, man, a little tidbit, a little jewel for y'all. It's getting hot out here. It's getting hot out here. You got to go out there, use that new Manscaped 4.0 lawnmower. It's the lawnmower 4.0, courtesy of Manscaped. And if you want to save money, use the promo code TheBallHawkShow, and you will get 20% off of not only the Lawnmower 4.0, you get you some ball toner, ball spray. It's a lot of products. Get you some boxers, get you a nice little t-shirt. Manscaped.com, promo code TheBallHawkShow, save 20%. So let's jump right into thoughts of Floyd Mayweather versus Logan Paul. First up, we got First Take, Stephen A. Smith and his take. I may let you listen to a little bit what Max said, but Max is more on par with Marcellus will say. And let's start with Stephen A. first.
Was last night's event good for boxing?
Stephen A., I'm curious to hear what you have to say on this because I suspect I know where you're going.
I don't think it was good for boxing. I really don't. I'm disappointed in it. And you know, the state of Florida went and sanctioned about a 35-pound difference. Floyd Mayweather came in heavier than he's ever been, usually fighting at 145 to 147. Fought at 155 last night. Logan Paul was at 189.5 pounds. It was like watching Rocky against Drago, for crying out loud. Mm-hmm. I'm talking about before they actually started boxing. I'm just talking about the size, just the appearance. I just look at it from this perspective. I love what Logan Paul and Jake Paul have done in terms of showing the boxing public that there's a way to make this money and to gain notoriety for yourself without being at the mercy of the promoters. If you want to say that it's good for boxing, I think that it's good from the standpoint that it puts pressure on the promoters, in my estimation, or it should put pressure for them to give us the fights that we want to see. Like, for example, there's no reason on earth that we should not see
Crawford
versus Errol Spence. Mm-hmm. We should see that, okay? Anthony Joshua with Tyson Fury, we'll get that hopefully. But Wilder gets Fury for a third time again. Maybe Andre Ward will come out of retirement. Max, you'll know about that one day. I love Canelo Alvarez. He's my favorite fighter right now, and I think he's pound for pound number one in the world. You want to see those kind of things. But when I look at this, and I just say to myself, a world-class, all-world champion like Floyd Money Mayweather, given a YouTuber this opportunity who's had one fight on his professional record, you know, and then you last eight rounds, that's going to give life to novices out there who don't belong in the same class as these guys to think that they can do stuff like this. And I think that it's going to compromise the quality level of competition that we all salivate for when it really, really comes to boxing. As an aside, Max, just so you know, I don't know if you remember the former NBA player, Kendall Gill.
Of course.
Yes. Kendall Gill and I spoke yesterday. He's been training twice a day for years.
Oh, yeah.
Boxing.
Yeah, he's calling everybody out. Yeah.
Well, he wants Jake Paul. He's been calling Jake Paul out for a long time. He wants Jake Paul badly.
Mm-hmm.
You know, an exhibition like that, I wouldn't mind seeing that, Jake Paul, assuming you get past Tyron Woodley. I wouldn't mind seeing that
I'll bet you we see that. I don't know if we see it next, but I'll bet you we see it. Right. Yeah. I don't think it was bad for boxing at all. I don't think it was a bad night. First of all, Floyd Mayweather's retired, and he's never coming out of retirement. He already made that clear.
Yes.
That was not Floyd Mayweather in a professional prize fight. That was Floyd Mayweather in an exhibition, which he deemed entertainment. He told everybody ahead of time what
he
it was going to be.
He did.
This is no buyer beware. He told you. It's not like he sold you a false bill of goods. He told you. This is an exhibition. I'm going to go out and have fun, which is what he did.
So that's all you need to hear from Max. I think Max summed it up quick. It's an exhibition. Floyd's retired. He told you it was going to be fun. But a lot of people are taking a stance of Stephen A. Smith, and they're so serious in their stance of this can ruin boxing, and this proves that boxing is dead. Because he even said it. It wasn't a sanctioned fight. It's an exhibition. But let's see what Marcellus Wiley had to say.
Obviously, at 44, I just don't understand Floyd Mayweather critics when it comes to him doing this exhibition and this circuit. And he will continue to do this circuit. Let me just excuse those boxing purists that are reaching 100 years old, hopefully. And I will let them sit around and just yell at me and say, get off their lawn. But for everybody else out there who ain't holding on to the purest of the integrity of the sport, shut up, you haters. What are y'all talking about? Y'all are Morton Salt pure grade A haters because y'all don't like the money that money is making. Here's the thing. Let me give you a little history lesson first. I did a panel with Floyd. The first time I got to see Floyd face-to-face and actually talk to him was I was doing a panel. Don't ask me why I was on this panel, but it was Leila Ali, Floyd Mayweather, myself, and somebody else. But I was fourth place, let's just say that. But I'm there, and he was not Money Mayweather. He was Pretty Boy Floyd, undefeated as he was as Money Mayweather. But all he was doing was getting everyone's respect. And he had, and I knew it, we talked. He had on sunglasses, 947 gold chains, 20,000 rings, everything to just say, hey, I am the man. But he was getting nothing but respect. And all of a sudden, he made a transition from respect to the check. Mm-hmm. And Money May came out. What were the ingredients to being Money May? One, you still got to be undefeated. You still got to be the top dog. Two, be polarizing. oh, I know how to get it. And he got the recipe from when he had to fight Oscar De La Hoya. And everyone saw the Golden Boy and was like, we love the, you could do no wrong. Who is Floyd? Pretty boy. We don't care about him. And all of a sudden he saw what it was. If I could keep these people loving me or loving to hate me, I'm going to make more than everybody. And he surpassed even the Golden Boy, not only in the ring, but also in earnings. Pretty boy Floyd became Money May on purpose. But let me talk to people about athletes in general, because I like to come up here and decode what athletes can't say. Empirically, it's always about money.
Mm-hmm.
Always about money. But egotistically, we're going to say it's about winning. We're going to get to that podium because we want to empower the people. We want to say we're on this journey together. Oh, we all going to try and pull this thing together to get to the top. But let somebody in the pursuit of a championship not get their money. See if they still pulling in that championship route. They not. So Floyd made the best decision for himself and for his legacy to actually have a legacy that has receipts.
All right. That was Marcellus Wiley. Write down. Speak for yourself. He had a different take than Stephen A. Smith did from First Take. And here's my take on this. Floyd Mayweather, Logan Paul. These are exhibitions, right? So I can understand people being upset with Conor McGregor because that was an official professional fight with judges. You know, it wasn't any titles on the line, but Floyd's record. And when it came to Conor McGregor, the hateful Floyd drove that, right? Because everybody swore up and down because Conor is a little bigger and he's a knockout artist in the UFC. They wanted to see Conor McGregor beat the loudmouth Floyd Mayweather. And you got a lot of folks saying, this is why boxing is dead. This is that. Here's my thing. Sugar Ray Robinson had exhibitions. Muhammad Ali had an exhibition where he told a dude that he couldn't leg kick him. Like, go look at that on YouTube. Muhammad Ali's exhibition versus the Asian gentleman, the grappler. Go look at that. The sport of boxing is a dime. This doesn't affect the sport of boxing. What this demonstrates is being marketable and having a huge following. Logan Paul, let me look him up right quick. Like, just his Instagram, right? If we type up Logan Paul on Instagram, he has 20.1 million followers. 20.1 million followers. So if he has 20.1 million followers, and you Floyd Mayweather, that's a retired boxer, and you got a gentleman with that many followers calling you out and want to do an exhibition, and you could get it on pay-per-view, people pay $40, $50, $60, $70, whatever. If half of his viewers, not even half, if 10% of his viewers, 5%, or just a million of his 20 purchase the pay-per-view, which they will, that's a million buys. You got the likes of Deontay Wilder versus Tyson Fury. The second fight didn't do a million buys. You got guys like Canelo Alvarez, who's the best pound for pound boxer out right now, not doing a million buys. UFC, I don't know their numbers if they do a million buys. Let's look up like UFC pay-per-view buys. I think so. The Conor McGregor Khabib UFC 229 did $2.4 million buys on pay-per-view. I'm trying to get, let me see. You got Diaz versus McGregor 2 did 1.6. UFC 257 did 1.6. UFC 246 did 1.3. McGregor Diaz 1.3. So the UFC been getting some buys. That was 2016, 2012. But let's see anything recently in like 2021 pop up, which I don't know. Here's my thing, man, because we getting too sidetracked. The thing is this. It's an exhibition. You have fun. You make money. Floyd made like $50 million, $100 million. I don't know. He made a lot of million dollars. Put it like this. Floyd made more money fighting Logan Paul due to Logan Paul's 20 million followers on just Instagram alone. Now, not counting his YouTube followers. Not counting his Instagram, his Twitter followers. But you got at least 20 million followers for this one opponent. Can you imagine if boxers marketing themselves better than what they did? Get YouTube channels. Become that much more creative when it comes to the PR standpoint. Because what it's showing me is that you have the star power. You're the talent. You're allowing these promoters to control you. And now the promoters step in and they hold belts hostage. They hold fighters hostage. And fans, you play a role in this because as soon as a boxer takes that risk and takes the fight that he wants and he loses, a la Deontay Wilder, you dismiss him. So everybody said, you know, some fighters are scared to lose the O. Absolutely, because Deontay Wilder showed you. You guys lurk and you wait for somebody to lose and then you punish them for a loss. Like Tyson Fury is a bum. Tyson Fury is the best pure boxer on the heavyweight circuit. The best pure boxer on the circuit. Unbeaten in his own right. Beat the lineal champion, Klitschko, with ease. The same Klitschko that had Joshua all shook up like with the Elvis legs until Joshua knocked him out. So when folks say boxing is dead, we don't allow boxers to lose like we allow UFC. UFC guys could lose because it's built in. It's like built in the viewership. Like, yeah, the UFC fighter's not going to go undefeated unless they John Bones Jones. Like, they got to lose sooner or later. You know what I'm saying? Sooner or later, they're going to lose because they make sure you fight all the tough guys. But they don't get compensated the same. Tyron Woodley about to fight Jake Paul. Going to get his highest payday. And people wonder why? The following. If you have 20 million followers on Instagram, you can dictate the terms. I'm bringing 20 million people with me. I'm bringing at least 10 million people with me. Yo, 10 million my followers. Can I get half of my followers to purchase pay-per-view, please? That's 10 million buys. Just the smallest percentage. That's still what a professional boxer does. But again, why are we comparing this to professional sports when it's just an exhibition? It's just an exhibition. Well, you got an outlier in Floyd Mayweather, the outlier when it comes to the cash cow, versus another outlier and a YouTube star who learned how to capitalize off of, hey, people like to see fights. If you don't believe me, just YouTube search any fighting video and I bet you it got a lot of views. Swinging, somebody getting swung on, somebody pushing somebody, somebody's getting slammed. A lot of views. People like to see folks swing on each other. This is all it is, man. It's just entertainment. Why are we punishing boxing for exhibition? Everybody want to see that regular Joe Smo who talking trash that they could do something to a pro get sun. That's why y'all used to love Joes versus pros. But that's it, man. I done went 18 minutes, man. That's all you need to hear, man. I always pay for exhibition because it's exhibition. It's entertainment. So y'all be easy, man. You know the motto. Good is the enemy of great. Be great in everything that you do. Y'all be easy, man. Peace. Wait. I almost forgot. Chad Ochocinco. He looked good, man. I know he got caught in the fourth quarter. God dang. Ooh, I need to serve myself some damn shut the hell up juice for that dumb mistake I just made. In the fourth round, Chad Ochocinco got caught, got knocked down, but got right back up. And what do? We make a damn meme of him getting knocked down like he got knocked out. He only got knocked down, people. He actually won the first three rounds. Hell, he was winning the fourth round until he got knocked down. Like, why we do that, man? How come we just can't get a man his flowers that he actually showed a good showing? He got knocked down. You got old Shake, Uncle Shake hit him with the "we fall down, but we get up." He got up, man. So I wanted to salute Chad Ochocinco for the effort versus a bare knuckle fighter here from VA. I thought he had a very good showing, man. Had a good showing. Got in there, pumped the jab, showing ring generalship, some elusiveness, and then he just got hit. And it happens. But y'all ain't worth a damn, man. I can't, like, man, now y'all see why boxers don't want to lose the O. Because y'all relentless. My man got knocked down and got up, and y'all killing him, making it seem like he, I ain't even going to say that. All right, man, that's all I want to say, Ball Hawk Show.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.